My name is Negi. In regard to the second quarter results, I would like to make a presentation. We are up by 17% in terms of net sales and 30% in terms of operating income. We had not shown the quarterly guidance, and so it's difficult for us to answer what the results were compared to our guidance, but we would like to explain that we are getting results according to our outlook. Now, if you look at this, this is the pre-GAAP before adjusting for deferred revenue. It's plus 11%, and it's 5% if it's currency exchange rates for the previous year are used. And we have increased our sales. Now, we have our annual outlook over here. And if you look at the red line, you can see the last year's results, and the blue line shows the results up until the second quarter of this fiscal year. And you can see that we should be able to achieve our forecast if we follow this line. And this is in dollar-denominated terms, our results. And because of the low yen, because in dollar-converted terms, then it looks like the revenues have down. But this is because of the FX impact. Next, net sales by region. We can see this in yen-denominated terms. And without the FX adjustments, then we can see that it is in Japan plus 7%. And you can see that it is also plus 4% in North America, but it is lower in Europe. And if we look at this in terms of from 2007, then we have gone to a level of about plus 5%. And since this year, this is the level we've been achieving. And for the second half as well, we should be able to follow this progression. Now, if we look at the sales by segment, we are dividing this into the consumer and the enterprise market. And in consumer, it seems like the growth rates are higher in the case of enterprise, but this is because of the FX impact, because the enterprise sales is mainly in Japan. But another aspect, especially in North America, the enterprise sales have also started to recover. And this shows the sales share by region, and this is before adjusting for deferred revenue. And if we look at this without looking at the FX impact, then we can see that things are flat in Japan, and it's plus 8% in North America. Now, in terms of enterprise sales, we are seeing a recovery in North America. Now, the worst situation is Europe. There are many macro factors at work, but after the third quarter begins, we believe that Europe's situation is improving, and so therefore, this minus 9% is as of the second quarter, but we believe that this is a temporary phenomena. Now, the macro environment is tough, but we believe that in the second half, we will be able to return to a positive result. And this is the deferred revenue, and this shows the deferred revenue by region. And next is in terms of costs. If you look at the costs, then you can see that the cost seems to have increased in the first quarter and the second quarter. But there are two reasons for this. One, this is the FX impact. There's about 800 million yen in terms of yen-denominated terms. There is the change from 92 yen to the dollar to 98 yen to the dollar. And so therefore, we have this kind of factor of the lower yen. The remaining portion is mainly because of the incentives for employees. There are two types. Those are that stock price linked, and the other is in regard to the pre-GAAP increase in the margin rates. And we mentioned this in the first quarter results, but this is being paid in by a six-month basis. And so therefore, in the second quarter, once the first half results are determined, then we do the calculations, and that is incorporated here. And this includes the portion for the first quarter as well, because this is done on two-quarter basis. So we have the FX factor and also the incentives. And furthermore, there is also the portion for the first quarter that is included in the second quarter results, and so we see this, but there is no other increase in costs except for those aspects. And this is the situation of the pre-GAAP versus total costs. These are the cash flows. Nothing to note here. And this is the headcount. There's hardly any increase at all. So there's nothing to comment here. In regard to the non-operating items, now, and up until the operating level, things are according to our forecast. But in non-operating, there are sales of securities and so on. And so it seems like net income is higher than what we had anticipated. But then there is the FX impact. Now, for last year, there had been the high yen for a one-year period. So that in regard to the cash on hand, there were valuation losses. But because of the gap and so on, in terms of the profits, well, when securities are sold, there are sales as well as acquisition of stocks that is being carried out, and so there's nothing that is converted into yen. But if we convert to yen and evaluate, then we can see that there are these gain on sales of affiliated company securities, and there's also stocks on joint venture companies that have been sold, which are reflected here as profits. And here we have the second quarter highlights.
As I mentioned earlier, enterprise business in North America is showing signs of improvement. Deep security, one of our strategy products, the sales value itself has grown, and I'm sure that Eva will mention this in her presentation. Number of transactions is also on the increase. This is very important because in the beginning, there's high dependency on large transactions, and whether or not we get the transaction would blow the numbers dramatically. But once we have a higher number of transactions, business becomes more stable. And also, branding will expand, and we are establishing a more solid business foundation. Moving on to lowlights. Again, sales in Europe, lower than our expectations. In the United States, at the pre-GAAP level, sales seems to have increased for retail business or consumer business. But if you exclude this sales excludes the rebate, and we have a gross sales including rebate, and the gross sales has actually reduced. We are consciously decreasing the amount of our rebate so that we can move away from channels of lower productivity, so there is no surprise there. But the gross sales has shrunk, so how we can recover that number is the challenge going forward. And the traditional antivirus products is exposed to pricing pressure. And I have repeatedly said this, but the tough situation continues. Moving on to the six-month number for the first and second quarters put together, I have nothing to note. Looking at regional breakdown, again, there is no comment and nothing to mention that is new. I have already talked about the cost structure. And finally, the projection for the full year, there's been no change. So we are on track after the first 6 months, so there is no need for us to change the projection, we believe. That's all from me. Thank you very much for your kind attention.